Welcome to the finals of the Division II Championship for the NAQT Intercollegiate Championship Tournament 2021. On your screen, you will see the teams from University of Minnesota, the B team, and the team from Vanderbilt University. Toss up one. The PABS plan was a proposed radical renovation of this city. The nearby Campanos Forest was often used for mass murderers of this city's residents, some of whom were killed in the Vola massacre. Forces led by Ludwig Hahn and Jürgen Stroop were opposed by a group resisting deportation to Treblinka from this city. Mordecai Anilowitz, Austin, Vanderbilt.
Warsaw?
That is 10, your bonus.
Good job.
For 10 points each, answer the following about author Frank Chin. Chin's coming-of-age novel, Donald Duck, is set in this West Coast city's Chinatown, which is the oldest Chinatown in the U.S.
San Francisco.
I believe so. Our answer is San Francisco.
Chin criticized this 1976 book as presenting an inauthentic depiction of Chinese culture. In this book's second section, Shaman, Brave Orchid teaches the narrator that the white people around them are ghosts.
Is it perhaps the Good Earth or something like that?
That's what I
sure. Yeah.
Okay. Our answer is the Good Earth.
The Woman Warrior was written by this author, who may have based the main character of her later novel, Tripmaster Monkey, on Chin.
Maxine Hong or Kingston. Our answer is Kingston.
Either would have been correct. And that is first and last for 20.
Gotta read that.
Toss up two. In a density-dependent model, this quantity is encoded by n, whose time derivative equals r times n times the quantity 1 minus n over k. In that model, this quantity starts out increasing exponentially at a rate determined by r, which is known as the Malthusian parameter. The Verhulst, Peyton, Minnesota.
This is the population.
That is 10 points, your nice bonus. Answer the following about Elliot Roosevelt. This chief of the Air Corps denied that Elliot's appointment as captain was politically motivated. He was the only five-star Air Force general.
Eisenhower was the only five-star general. Maybe it's just him.
Captain? I don't know.
Our answer is Eisenhower.
Hap Arnold. Roosevelt attended the 1941 summit in Newfoundland between FDR and Winston Churchill that produced this document outlining post-war goals.
Oh, what was that called?
One of the treaties?
Yeah, something like that.
Is it like Treaty of... It's not Paris, is it?
Captain?
On zero chance, Ernst was Treaty of Paris.
Atlantic Charter. Roosevelt claimed that he saw the 1944 death of a bomber pilot with this surname, the son of a reputed bootlegger who financed another son's 1952 Senate campaign against Henry Cabot Lodge.
Who did Lodge go against? This is embarrassing.
Captain?
Our answer is Johnson.
That's Kennedy, the Kennedy family.
That makes sense.
Nothing there. Toss up next. This city is the setting of a novel in which Blue investigates Black on the orders of White, as well as Andrew Vanderbilt.
New York.
15.
Nice job.
Your bonus, a chapel that once housed Byzantine art in this medium is part of the Menil collection for 10 each. Name is painting medium executed on wet plaster. Michelangelo's Last Judgment was executed in it.
In secco?
What are you saying?
It's in secco.
Dry, right? He's saying tempero. Should have saying tempero. No, okay, go ahead. Secco. No. Say, Aiden, say what you're thinking.
Our answer is in secco.
Fresco.
Oh, duh. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Menil Collection's building was designed by this Italian architect who co-designed the Pompidou Center with Richard Rogers.
Piano. Shoot. Renzo Piano.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, our answer is piano.
Correct. Filippo Brunelleschi's designed a convent to provide access to this chapel, which houses a cycle of frescoes by Masaccio, including the tribute money.
Is that the Arena Chapel? Or is this
so
maybe
Shivam
like...
Says he thinks so. Chapel. Shivam says Arena, I think. He thinks.
Captain?
Maybe go for that. Arena, or our answer is Contarelli Chapel.
Neither one. The Brancacci Chapel.
Oh, okay. That's it.
Brancacci.
Massage fresco. Oops.
Toss up four. A city in this country is home to a museum designed by Jean Nouvel, whose massive dome allows light to pass through geometric lattices. This country's capital contains an unfinished Guggenheim Museum and a branch of the Louvre, Andrew Vanderbilt.
This is wrong. Spain.
Minus five.
Sorry.
Through geometric lattices, this country's capital contains an unfinished Guggenheim Museum and a branch of the Louvre that opened in 2017. Another of its cities contains a sail-shaped resort described as a seven-star hotel. For 10 points, in what country do the Burj Al Arab and Burj Khalifa stand in Dubai? Nabir, Minnesota.
UAE.
That is 10. Your bonus. A matrix has this property if each eigenvalue has the same geometric multiplicity as algebraic multiplicity. For 10 points each, a matrix has what property if its eigenvectors form a basis of the vector space?
Maybe like,
That would be, it's either non-singular or it's
invertible. So
yeah, it's. I think that's the same thing.
Okay,
so go with it,
Captain.
Answer is invertible.
Diagonalizable.
Oh, well, that's
to diagonalize a matrix, you can first find its eigenvalues as the roots of this polynomial. It equals the determinant of A minus lambda I.
Our answer is the characteristic polynomial.
Yes. Since finding the characteristic polynomial requires taking a determinant, this procedure is only defined for this type of matrix.
Square. Our answer is square.
The last two are correct for 20. Toss up five. This substance is produced in a ritual that includes the creation of a pyramid of cow dung. It is used to draw the tripundra, or three horizontal lines. The Sanskrit word vibhuti denotes this substance, which devotees Vandy.
Ash.
That is 15.
Okay.
This Democrat was part of a Senate select committee that explored censoring Joseph McCarthy. For 10 each, name is Folksy, North Carolina senator who also chaired a 1970s committee that investigated the Watergate scandal.
Oh, this is Liam content.
Who investigated the Watergate?
This.
Is this the, who is it?
I don't know.
Captain?
Brooks? I don't know.
Say something.
Our answer is Brooks.
Sam Ervin. In 1971, Ervin proposed altering the text of this amendment to exempt women from the draft in the 1970s. It was ratified by 35 out of a necessary 38 states.
26?
The draft? Which one's that?
26 is like the voting age amendment. That would make sense.
Sure, yeah.
Our answer is the 26th amendment.
Captain?
Sure.
That is the Equal Rights Amendment.
Oh, okay.
During Irvin's Watergate hearings, Alexander Butterfield revealed the existence of evidence in this medium, which Rosemary Woods partially destroyed.
It's like the pumpkin papers.
Go ahead.
Is that what they want?
Go with that.
Pumpkin papers?
Audio tape.
That's
unfortunate. Oh, it's the tapes. God damn it.
I was confused also. Sorry.
Nothing there. Toss up six. This prime minister caused a crisis when he tripled the grant given to Maynooth College to £26,000 per year. This prime minister, who reintroduced an income tax that began during the Napoleonic Wars, promised that he would not be the enemy of judicious reforms in the Tamworth Manifesto. The Corn Laws were repealed under for 10 points. That is Ethan, Minnesota.
Peel.
Say again? Yes.
I thought I won the buzzer.
Your bonus. Answer the following about mud in literature. This Nobel Prize-winning Irish writer described frogs that sat poised like mud grenades, their blunt heads farting in his poem Death of a Naturalist.
Okay, so that's just Heaney, I think.
Go for it.
Our answer is Heaney.
The Hazel Morse repeats the toast, "Here's mud in your eye," in this author's story, Big Blonde.
Big Blonde. Who wrote that? I don't know. It could be like Fitzgerald or somebody. I'm not sure. Our answer is Fitzgerald.
And that is Dorothy Parker. The assertion that there is no joy in Mudville appears in an Ernest Thayer poem about this mighty baseball player.
Casey, right?
Yeah.
Casey the bat.
Yeah.
Our answer is Casey.
That is the last one for 10. The first one is also correct for 20 total. Toss up next. This phrase titles a song that "You Were My Versailles at Night," which it may be about Mikey Way. It also titles a song that asks, "What did you learn from the Tillamook burn?" and repeats, "We're all gonna die." So if John Stevens describes Andrew Vanderbilt.
4th of July.
10 points, your bonus.
And you're right, Liam.
Nice.
Unlike a related technique, this technique does not detect signals from backscattering or secondary emission for 10 each. Name this technique in which electrons are fired through a thin sample and strike fluorescent screen.
Which one does this
electrons want? Electrons are fired through a thin sample.
Like OJ spec? That's too hard, isn't it? I don't know. I need to learn more. Could be that.
Captain?
Our answer is OJ spectroscopy.
Transmission electrons microscopy or TEM.
Why did I not?
In this other kind of microscope, the beam of electrons moves across the surface in a raster pattern.
Scanning. Our answer is scanning electron microscopy.
Electron microscopes, when compared to standard light microscopes, can achieve very high values of resolution and this ratio of the apparent size of the image to the actual size of the object.
Like aspect ratio? Is that
aspect ratio, yeah, probably.
Sure. Our answer is aspect ratio.
That's magnification.
I'm stupid.
Yeah, sorry.
It's okay. We need to be more careful on this. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Middle for 10. Toss up 8, both teams. A form of this process, named for an Irish physicist, is observed in NMR spectroscopy and has an angular frequency equal to the gyromagnetic ratio multiplied by the magnetic field. This process involves a change in the first Euler angle. Earth undergoes this process at a rate of 1 degree every 72. That is Aiden Vanderbilt.
Precession.
That is 10, your bonus.
Yep, good.
This man's daughter, Drapentia, never lost her baby teeth and thus had two sets of teeth as an adult for 10 points each. Name this king of Pontus who allied with Tigranes of the Armenia in a series of wars against Rome in the first century BC.
Shoot, that's... oh, shoot, it's on the top of my head right now.
Come on.
Captain?
Antiochus III. Who is our answer? Yeah. Antiochus III.
Mithridates.
Mithridates the sixth, or the great.
Pliny the Elder says that this man's mother, Agrippina the Younger, had a double canine. Agrippina may have poisoned Claudius to allow this man to take the throne.
Nero, right? Or is it Caligula? After Claudius was right before Nero. I think you're right. I think it's just Nero. Captain? Our answer is Nero.
The Silver Age writer mocked an older woman named Galla who lays aside her teeth at night in one of his 12 books of epigrams.
That's still Juvenal, isn't it? Didn't Juvenal also write epigrams?
Sure.
I'm thinking that's right. Captain? Our answer is Juvenal.
That is Marshall.
Oh so you my get middle god! For 10.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, don't worry about it. Let's go.
Okay, toss up 9. An event involving this substance was initially blamed on Stephen Hatfill, who was found with Cipro. Tom Daschle and Patrick Leahy were targeted with this substance. Letters with misleading terroristic threats were packaged with this.
What?
Austin Vanderbilt.
Anthrax?
10. Your bonus.
I had trouble buzzing for some reason. I don't know why, but it's fine.
We won. Okay. We won the question.
All right. Your bonus. During Japan's Kofun period, Hanawa sculptures were placed in circles around burial mounds. For 10 points each, Hanawa were made of this ceramic material whose kaolinite variety is often used to make sculptures.
Like clay?
Is it? I think so. That sounds good. That sounds very reasonable. Our answer is clay.
Correct. Kofun burials included magatama, comma-shaped beads that were often made from this green ornamental mineral common in Chinese and Mesoamerican art.
Just jade, right? Yeah. Our answer is jade.
Magatama were first used in this early period of Japanese history, which is named for the cord-marked pottery it produced. It gave way to the yayoi in the first millennium BC.
The Jinmu, maybe? I don't know. That's probably not
right. That's not a bad guess. Sorry,
it's a guess.
Right. Think of something very old. I don't know. Say that. Austin, say
our answer is the Jinmu.
That is the Jomon period.
Jomon. Yeah. Okay.
I haven't studied that. Sorry.
All right. We're doing
This is toss up 10, after which we'll have a score check. A nightmare prompts this character to remark, "There is no creature loves me, and if I die, no soul shall pity me," and curse his coward conscience. This character delivers a speech in which he claimed to be determined to prove a villain, since he cannot prove a... that is Ethan, Minnesota.
Richard III.
That is 10, your bonus. Nice. This writer's last text was a letter to his half-sister Ulrica, stating that death is but an inexpressible serenity. For 10 points each, and this dramatist who shot his terminally ill lover, Henrietta Vogel, before killing himself in a murder-suicide.
Oh, Henrietta Vogel, who was crap. I do not know this.
Captain?
Our answer is Johnson.
Heinrich von Kleist. 3 years before his suicide, Kleist adapted this French author's Amphitryon. This other writer's other plays include The Doctor in Spite of Himself and The Miser.
That's all Molière titles, I think.
I think so.
Our answer is Molière.
In a novella by Kleist, the lovers Geronimo and Joseph survive an earthquake in what is now this country.
Earthquake in Chile, I believe, is the title.
Okay.
Our answer was Chile.
That is correct for the last two for 20.
I read that earlier this week.
The half.
I show a score right now of Minnesota B with 100 and Vanderbilt with 135.
Hearing no argument against, I clear the buzzers. I look at toss up 11 and begin. In a symphony by this composer, an Adagio D minor 3-4 opening leads to a Presto D major 6-8 first movement. The second movement of a symphony by this man opens with iconic alternating G, B, and B, D staccato dyads in the bassoons and strings. Another symphony by this man is nicknamed for its opening drum roll. The Aiden Vanderbilt.
Aiden.
10, your bonus.
I was thinking that.
Yeah.
Good. An experiment called KM3 Net. It aims to detect these particles using a cubic kilometer of water at the bottom of the Mediterranean Sea for 10 points each. Name these uncharged, nearly massless particles that barely interact with matter.
It's neutrinos, yeah. Our answer is neutrino.
Charged particles generated by neutrino interactions move through water faster than light can and thus produce this form of radiation.
Oh, it's Hawking
faster
radiation.
Faster than light.
Hawking is radiation? It? I think so.
Go for that. Say that. Our answer is Hawking radiation.
Cherenkov radiation.
Oh, that's what it's
KM3Net will use these tubes to detect the Cherenkov radiation and then amplify it millions of times.
Tubes.
What do they want?
Tubes? Yeah, yeah. Should them say an experimental physics thing? Just like something. Like,
Captain?
Maybe like conductive tubes?
Our answer is conductive tubes.
Photomultiplier tubes. So you get the first for 10. Toss up 12. On this lake, the Kete Krache Timber Recovery Company harvests iroko and wawa trees from underwater that are similar to European bog oaks and may be used to rebuild Notre Dame Cathedral. The need to provide power for the aluminum refining industry caused the creation of this lake, which in the mid-1960s became the world's largest man-made body of water. That is Austin from Vanderbilt.
Lake Mead?
Minus 5.
Ew, that was bad. Sorry.
Which in the mid-1960s became the world's largest man-made body of water. For 10 points, name this lake formed by the Akasombo Dam in Ghana. Nibir, Minnesota.
Lake Victoria.
Lake Volta.
Should have waited and shoot. That was hard. I could have gone.
Toss of 13. Both teams ready. In this state, Derek and Maria Baradas were supposedly terrorized while living in a house in Westfield by a mysterious watcher. A witch named Mother Leeds was said to have given birth to a legendary creature in this state. Ethan, Minnesota.
New Jersey.
Yep, that's the Jersey Devil coming up. And that is 15 points and your bonus. In a novel by this author, the distinction between a kangaroo and a marsupial is debated by the Pooka and the Good Fairy for 10 points each. First, name this Irish author of At Swim Two Birds.
So that's O'Brien, right?
Okay.
Our answer is O'Brien.
Flann O'Brien, correct. A football match between kangaroos and emus is depicted in Fur and Feathers, a poem by this Australian author of Waltzing Matilda.
Shoot! Who wrote Waltzing Matilda? Oh, what's his name? Waltzing Matilda is by...
Captain?
I'm not going to pull it. Crap. No answer.
That is Banjo Patterson. An Archangel Mike, the Archangel Michael orders an Irish couple to build an ark in The Elephant and Kangaroo, a novel by this 20th century author who's The Sword and the Stone, begins his cycle of novels retelling Arthurian legend.
This is that one guy. These are all of them. Dang. I have some old cards. I've not gone through those in a long time.
Captain?
Our answer is Knightley.
T.H. White.
Right.
So you get O'Brien for 10 on the first part. Toss up 14. A digression in this novel's fifth chapter urges novelists not to let us not desert one another. We are an injured body. Both rain and an impromptu trip to Blaze Castle delay a walk to Beechen Cliff in this novel, whose protagonist discovers old bills in a cabinet that she was jokingly told might contain treasure by Henry Tilney. The gothic fiction-loving Catherine Morland appears in for 10 points. What? Aiden Vanderbilt.
Northanger Abbey.
That is 10, your bonus.
Liam!
You're welcome, Liam.
Slangosoidal capillaries in this organ are separated from its main parenchymal cells by the space of Dissa, or Dissi. For 10 points each, name this organ.
Didn't the kidney already come up?
What base is of this? Dissi.
I think it's...
say something.
Shoot.
I think it's kidney liver. Still.
Kidney? Yeah. Sure.
Our answer is kidney.
It's liver. Yeah, sinusoidal capillaries in the liver allow the oxygen-rich blood from the hepatic artery to mix with the nutrient-rich blood supplied by this blood vessel.
The pulmonary artery? That's from the lungs. What's the aorta. Other one? The
aorta?
Yeah, it's the aorta, I think.
Okay.
Our answer is the aorta. Yep.
The portal vein. Portal hypertension is most commonly caused by this condition, in which long-term damage to the liver leads to excessive scarring impairing function.
Cirrhosis.
Cirrhosis.
Wait, does it just want liver cirrhosis or like cirrhosis. Is it? Because it
I think so.
Just I mean, cirrhosis ahead. Is scarring. Our answer is cirrhosis.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, okay. On the bonus.
Good. Sorry, guys. You should have. Okay.
Clear?
We're good. And we're good.
Cost of 15. Modeling these materials with a self-avoiding walk gives a more accurate estimate of their radius of gyration. The Kuhn length models, how the Nibir, Minnesota.
Like polymers?
That is 15.
Nice.
Nice.
In 1893, the Janssen Observatory was built into the ice at the summit of this mountain for 10 each. First name this tallest peak in the Alps.
Mont Blanc, right?
Yeah, Mont Blanc.
Yes. Yeah.
Our answer is Mont Blanc.
In the 1660s, a hospice straddling a road between Mont Blanc and Mont Rosa began breeding these namesake dogs for mountain rescue operations.
What are the dogs like? Is it a dog sled? What is it, like a husky or something? Or?
No.
I don't think so.
You know, the collies from the elves? I'm
sure.
Captain?
Sure.
Our answer is collies.
St. Bernard's, or Alpenmastiffs.
Oh.
This commune in France's Haute-Savoie department, just north of Mont Blanc, hosted the first Winter Olympics in 1924.
Zurich? Wait.
It's no. In France, or is it
in France? Oh, France.
Yeah.
Oh.
What's it called?
Captain?
I'm not sure. Do we have anything? All right, that's unfortunate. No answer.
That is Chamonix.
170, 145 10. For Vandy, I think.
Okay. Toss up 16. In a portrait by this artist, a monarch wears a huge bicorn hat and an ochre spotted jacket and leans on a rifle as a dog sits at his feet. The Ophelia Gautier's Andrew Vanderbilt.
Gainsborough?
Minus 5.
What is...
Théophile Gautier said that a king looked like a corner baker in this artist possibly satirical 1801 painting of that king, his wife Maria Luisa of Parma, and their relatives. Charles IV of Spain and his family is by for 10 points. What artist of the black paintings? Ethan, Minnesota.
Goya.
10, your bonus. The Greek word sparagmos typically refers to killings by these female followers of an Olympian god. For 10 each, name these crazed devotees who are often depicted carrying the thyrsus.
So,
followers of Dionysus.
So, Bacchae. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Unless it's something else.
No, that sounds right.
Origins of Bacchae.
In an instance of Sparagmos, this Theban king Pentheus was killed by maenads led by this woman who was Pentheus's mother.
Right. Who was this? It's Pentheus and Euryale, maybe?
Sure. No, that doesn't sound right.
Captain?
Our answer is Euryale.
Agave. In another instance of Sparagmos, this man was torn apart for refusing to worship Dionysus, but his head continued singing. His music was said to charm animals, trees, and rocks.
Orpheus, right?
Are you sure?
Orpheus is the singer, so...
I mean, okay, go for it then.
Our answer is Orpheus.
First and last for 20.
Okay, we're down 10 with 4 left.
Toss up 17. A chief goddess fought the owl ghost god in this archipelago after bringing her sister's egg in her armpit. That goddess came to this archipelago in a boat. That is Ethan, Minnesota.
Like Hawaii?
15.
Nice.
For 10 points each, answer the following about film producer Louis B. Mayer. Mayer was one of the founders of this movie studio, which created such films as The Wizard of Oz.
It's MGM, right?
Sure, that's all.
That sounds right.
Yeah. Our answer is MGM Studios.
MGM discovered Hedy Lamarr, starred in this director, Samson and Delilah. His other biblical epics include The Ten Commandments.
Was that DeMille? I can't remember.
I have nothing.
Yeah,
never watched Eastern History. Our answer is DeMille.
Correct. Mayer was played by Howard Da Silva in Mommy Dearest, based on a memoir by the daughter of this star of 1945's Mildred Pierce.
Pick your favorite old movie actress. I know there's Hepburn, Garland.
Hepburn's kind of safe.
All right, our answer is Hepburn.
Joan Crawford. You got the first two for 20.
Another one.
Okay.
Oops.
Hey, can I get a check just to make sure?
Yeah, I am showing. Hold on, I've got a pop up here. I got to clear out. I have Minnesota B with 215 and Vanderbilt with 165 with three toss ups left.
All right, both teams ready for toss up 18. Toss up 18. A year after a similar event in Spain, this president purged Soviet-aligned officials in a corrective revolution. This politician ordered the release from jail of his country's first president, Mohamed Naguib. Khalid Izambouli assassinated this man. Austin Vanderbilt.
Sadat.
That is 10. Your bonus. In 2016, the Bernstein firm declared this form of investing worse than Marxism because it prevented efficient capital allocation for 10 each. Index funds are the primary vehicle for what form of investing, which involves buying proportional slices of an economy or exchange instead of specific stocks.
Is it called? Like total market, potentially?
That sounds right. What do you think?
Or mutual ETF exchange?
Is it, what'd you say?
No. Our answer
tranche. He says our answer is a tranche.
Passive investing. The Bernstein report was titled in reference to this Austrian school thinker's book, The Road to Serfdom.
Hayek, right?
Yeah.
Is
that his name? Hayek? Yeah. Our answer is Hayek.
One of the rationales behind passive investing is the hypothesis that these things are efficient and thus difficult to beat.
The market. Efficient market hypothesis. Our answer is market.
That is the last two for 20.
Really confusing way to word passive investing.
So this is toss-up 19, correct?
Correct.
All right.
This adjective names sediment sequences such as rhythmites that have fasces or strata that repeat. This adjective names a type of ecological succession that does not form a climax community. It also describes a graph such as an Eulerian graph in which at least one node contains a non-trivial path to itself. For 10 points, what six-letter word describes an organic compound with a ring? Ethan, Minnesota.
Quick.
10 bonus.
Nice.
This philosopher established a standard of giving 1% of net income in his book, The Life You Can Save, for 10 each. Name this author of Practical Ethics who popularized Richard Rider's term speciesism in his book, Animal Liberation.
So Singer, right?
Okay, yeah.
Our answer is Singer.
Peter Singer is a proponent of this ethical school, which in some formulations uses a philosophic calculus to maximize total happiness.
Yeah, utilitarianism.
Okay.
Our answer is utilitarianism.
Negative utilitarianism is often used to support this belief that procreation is immoral. David Benatar defended this belief in Better Never to Have Been.
Like, what's the anti-child belief? Like, there's some philosophical.
Yeah, it has a name.
Captain.
Our answer is not liking children.
Can't take that. Antinatalism.
That's it. Okay.
First two for 20.
What's the score? Are we?
I have Minnesota B with 245, Vanderbilt with 195.
God damn it.
Okay. Don't
know. Toss up 20. These animals were the original subjects of the Posner spatial queuing task. Edward Taub severed ganglia of these animals in a Silver Spring experiment that led to the formation of the ALF. An experiment on these subjects at the University of Wisconsin placed them into a vertical chamber apparatus, also called a pit of despair. For 10 points, name this animal subject That is Andrew Vanderbilt.
That's, I was thinking of something else. Like a mouse.
Minus five. Name this animal subject used by Harry Harlow, exemplified by the macaque. Nibir, Minnesota.
Can I just say monkeys?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Those are correct. Your bonus. This senator drank a beer on Instagram Live when discussing a potential presidential bid for 10 points each. Name this progressive Massachusetts senator.
It's like, not Markey, but is it just Markey? Ed Markey?
Maybe.
Potentially.
Is he Massachusetts?
Yes, he's from Massachusetts.
Okay, let's go with him then.
Just say it.
Captain. Answer Markey.
Elizabeth Warren. In 2017,
oh, wait, Warren was prevented
from reading a letter written by this person criticizing Jeff Sessions on the Senate floor, leading to Mitch McConnell's statement that Warren persisted despite a warning.
Read a letter written by this person on the Senate floor. Any ideas?
Captain?
Our answer is Obama.
Coretta Scott King. In 2021, Warren got into a Twitter dispute with this tech company in which she denounced its use of loopholes and said it was powerful enough to heckle senators with snotty tweets.
That's Amazon. That's the Amazon news thing, right?
Okay.
Sounds about right.
Our answer is Amazon.
That's correct for 10 on the bonus.
Sorry about that.
And I show a final score, Minnesota B, 265, Vanderbilt, 190.